Brian Person here with Mac Collier. It's almost the end of the Marketing Profs Digital Mixer, and Mac, can you just start off, can you introduce yourself and say where people can find you online?
My name is Mac Collier. I'm a social media consultant, and you can find me online at theviralgarden.com.
And what's your take on the conference?
I loved it. It was a good mix of teaching and how-to, as well as a little bit more advanced. And you had good people here. You had a lot of the so-called thought leaders that everyone wanted to meet. But you also, they were able to break it down nuts and bolts, simple enough level, so everyone could get something from it. I learned something. And I interacted with a lot of people that were new to blogging, new to social media, trying to get up to speed, and I learned from them as well. They learned from me, so it was great.
The session you led this morning, and you've been giving one-on-one sessions as well, sort of taking people through blogging, whether it's corporate blog or personal blog, and you do a lot of this on your blog as well. You kind of take a site and you break it down, you say what works, what doesn't, and give it a blog checkup grade. And what generally best practices thinking for corporations that are trying to get started in blogging, what should they be thinking about, and what do they have to do to kind of start to build up an audience?
The first thing I would do is start doing the searches, the Google blog searches, the Twitter search, and just figure out what's being said right now. Figure out what the conversation is happening right now around your company. And that'll give you an idea of where your customers are at right now. It may be that they're not on blogs. It may be that they're on Twitter, or maybe they're just on old-fashioned message boards. But once you do that, and once you get an idea of where they're at, then you can kind of figure out how you want to interact with them and which tool would work best for you. And it also makes you a little bit more comfortable with space, because you figure out how they're interacting with each other, and it's a way to kind of put your toes in the water without actually starting. And maybe you don't need to blog, but you can still get the advantage and interact with bloggers even if you don't have a blog by monitoring and figure out what they're saying online.
So let's assume that blogging is the right tool. So they're going to go forward with blogging. What do they need to do to do it right, to do blogging well?
Well, I would figure out, once they start doing the monitoring, they figure out who's saying what and where they're saying it at. That'll give them kind of an idea of what their customers and what their potential readers are looking for, and that'll help them craft their content. Once they figure out what they're looking for, then they can start giving it to them. And then when they figure out where they're at, that'll help them kind of interact with them in that space. It could be they're on Twitter. It could be they're on their own blogs. But once they figure out where they're at, then they can start interacting with them in that space, and that will help drive them back to their blog. Because sure. Kind of think about, don't have the blog be an island, because if you just have this incredible content you're creating on your blog and nobody knows about it, it doesn't matter. So your readers are going to be somewhere else. They're not going to be on your blog. You have to figure out where they're at right now. Mm-hmm. Go to their space and interact with them there, and that will lead them back to your blog.
And in terms of creating the content on the blog and creating content that's of real value to the readers, what should they be putting in there?
They need to kind of change their mindset away from, I'm not using this blog as a promotional tool for myself, but I'm kind of looking at it through my reader's eyes. What would my reader want? Why are they coming to my blog? What are they looking for? A lot of people are going to be coming to your blog hoping that you can solve a problem they've got, something like that. So kind of shift away from, don't worry about, I need to promote this, I need to promote what we're doing. Figure out what your readers are looking for, and you can get a lot of this from simply monitoring and figure out, you can kind of look at what they're saying in other places. That'll give you a great idea of what they're looking for. That gives you a great idea of what content you need to be creating on your blog. Then when you do that, that will excite them and engage them, and that's when your readership will start to take off.
Do you find in the companies that you talk to that that's a real challenge, to not be talking, you know, about themselves and about their products and services all the time?
Yeah, it's kind of a mindset, because it's like they start out and they think, well, we just want to do social media because everyone says we need to do social media.
It's the buzzword.
And what do you want to get out of this? We want to sell more stuff. So it requires a mindset shift, because they have to get to the point where they're interacting with these tools. And once they start doing that and they start using them in the same way that everyone else is, then they kind of get why we use it. We don't care about you promoting yourself. That's what a website's for. We'll go there if we want to get that information. But after they get into the tools and they start using it a little bit, then they kind of realize what the deal is, and then the usage will hopefully shift a little bit.
Mac, thank you for the time, and we'll go back in and catch the last session of the conference.
Brian, thank you so much. It was a real privilege.
For more of my interviews, check out my Social Voice blog at liveworld.com/Brian.